You are about to enter the hidden world of the overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutiae. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hello there, and welcome back to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast that treats the mundane with the gravitas of a global crisis. I'm Craig Chapman, and today we are addressing a question that has plagued late morning breakfasts for decades. How long should a toaster really last? We're going past the 5-year warranty on this one and into a lifespan of a metal box designed only to burn bread and occasionally trip your circuit breakers. Settle in and try not to listen too closely to the suspicious clicking sound coming from your own kitchen. The toaster is a paradox. It has one job: brown bread. Not burn it, not warm it, but render it a satisfying golden crisp. And yet, it fails with remarkable consistency. The settings are useless. 2 is barely warm, and 3 is media charcoal. This inherent design flaw is the reason toasters die early. They are consumed by shame. The modern pop-up toaster was commercialised in 1921. It was called the Toastmaster, a name that suggests mastery, a claim that has rarely been true since. Its primary heating element is nichrome wire, a nickel and chromium alloy that can withstand repeated cycles of heating to a red glow without melting. Nichrome is the reliable part. The rest of the machine is designed to fail around it. In the 1950s, a toaster was built like a small tank, solid chrome, Bakelite knobs, internal wiring that could probably jumpstart a truck. They lasted 20 years. They were heavy, robust, and designed by people who believed appliances were a lifetime investment. Now today, consumer-grade toasters are engineered to last between 18 and 36 months. This is known as planned obsolescence. It's not a conspiracy theory, it's just good business. The manufacturer's ideal lifespan for a high-volume appliance is slightly outside the warranty period, ensuring a steady stream of replacements. The key weak points today are the ancillary mechanical parts. The lever mechanism. This involves a flimsy stamped metal and a magnetic switch. The magnetic switch is cheap and fails quickly under heat stress. The springs. Now, these delicate springs are responsible for launching your finished toast with the enthusiasm of retiring Olympian fatigues, resulting in the dreaded slow rise, or worse, the no rise. The internal wiring is often thinner and less heat resistant, leading to brittle wires and that sharp, unpleasant smell of slowly melting plastic. The true lifespan of a modern toaster is not dictated by its component quality, but by its economic disposability. Now I know what you're thinking, Craig, please don't give us a break. We are really enthralled by this little lecture. Well, unfortunately, even I need a break. So get yourself away, have a lovely cup of tea, and I will see you in about a minute's time. Enjoy!
If you're looking for a drama,
welcome back. I do hope you have that lovely cup of tea and have your feet up, because this is where it gets really exciting. Now, how can you tell your toaster is nearing its inevitable end? Well, it uses nonverbal cues that are hard to ignore. Inconsistent heat. Toast from the same batch emerges one black, one white. This is the toaster having an internal breakdown, often due to warped mica boards, bringing the heating elements unevenly close to the bread. the stuck lever. The lever is pushed down and it stays down forever. Your toast is now on a permanent tanning holiday. You must intervene with a non-metallic object or a short, sharp burst of profanity. And there's the smell. Not the smell of burning bread, which is common, but the sharp metallic smell of overheating plastic. The toast is trying to communicate that its internal insulation is now vaporizing. A clear fire hazard. The point at which a toaster refuses to pop up is known in repair circles as thermal despair. And let's be honest, nobody repairs a toaster anymore. The cost of a replacement is nearly always lower than the cost of a technician's visit. It is cheaper to buy a new one than to perform CPR on the old one. The next generation of toasters is already here. They feature digital screens, motorized lifts, and sometimes Bluetooth. These smart toasters are more complex, which means more things to break. The nichrome element might last 10 years, but the tiny circuit board running the digital countdown timer will fail after 3. We've replaced mechanical simplicity with electronical fragility. So, how long should a toaster really last? The 1950s toaster lasted 20 years. The modern toaster lasts 20 months. So, the answer is, until it's cheaper to replace it than to worry about it. Thanks for listening to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If your toaster survived this episode, consider it a minor victory. And remember, the longer the guarantee, the quicker the debris. See you next time, or don't. Hey, that's fine.
This has been Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthatsnotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.